a fun event for Halloween coming up, and for dog lovers and wannabe dog lovers. It's for the Branch County Humane Society, but it's sponsored by the Obedient Canine 4-H Club of Branch County. It's a trick-or-treat dog walk coming up on Saturday, October 12th, and it'll be at the fairgrounds. Laura Johns from the Obedient Canine 4-H Club in the studio with us to talk about it. Tell me a little bit about the group, though, itself, because a very active group, it sounds like, for the Obedient Canine group, right?
Yes, we are. We have approximately 30 members. They're from ages 5 to 19 years old. We just are starting our sign-up for next year's 4-H program. It's a 4-H program. We go year-round. And this is our community service that we're doing. We do various things throughout the year, but this is one of our big community services we do for the Humane Society.
Well, sounds like kind of fun. Again, you'll do it at the fairgrounds behind the pavilion with a lot of things involved in this this day, right?
Yes, we're going to start at 11 o'clock with registration. The dog walk actually starts at 11:30. We will be walking throughout the fairgrounds. We've mapped out a course, and we are going to actually have 9 stations, trick-or-treat stations, treats, of course, no tricks, that you will stop at and get a treat either for yourself or dog along the way. And then we'll end up back at the cabin, and we're going to have a trick demonstration. We're playing dog games with the owners and their dogs, and then we will also have a dog costume contest.
Well, it's Halloween. You got to dress them up, right?
That's right.
There you go. So, and that'll all happen again on Saturday, October 12th at the fairgrounds. $5 per participant, right?
Yes. If you do not want to go out and collect pledges, you can just pay $5 per walker and dog, or you can get a pledge sheet and go out and collect pledges. We have prizes for the most pledges collected, whichever you want to do.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be 4-H members. It can be anybody from the community, right?
No, it does not have to be 4-H members. We want our 4-H members there, but we want the community there to support us, to support the Humane Society.
Okay. So come out that morning and do that. What dog will you have there?
Probably Rufus. My agility dog will probably be there.
Okay. Now, will Rufus get dressed up as well? Do you have a costume for Rufus yet?
No, Rufus is pretty hyper, and I don't know as I could keep a costume on Rufus, but we'll try.
All right, but it sounds like there's going to be some neat costumes. Folks talking about this already. Anything else people need to know about leashes or anything else they need to do when they bring their dogs down there that morning?
Yes, we ask that you bring your proof of rabies vaccination from your veterinarian, and we just ask that you keep your dog on leash while you're at our event, so everybody's safe.
Yeah, and you don't lose a dog.
And we don't want to chase a dog around the fairgrounds.
Yeah. That can be rather embarrassing with that many dogs running around and barking and everything else. But it sounds like a fun day. So, again, and it benefits, what's very nice, too, is that the Branch County Humane Society, which does so much in our community for animals, too, so...
Yes, they do. They do a wonderful job taking care of those animals that are looking for a forever home.
All right. It's great. And it's kind of neat that the tie-in with the Obedient Canine 4-H Club as well. Good luck with the event, Laura.
Thank you very much.
Laura Johns with the Obedient Canine 4-H Club. And again, that trick-or-treat dog walk happening on Saturday, October 12th, right there at the fairgrounds, at the pavilion behind the fair office on the east side of the fairgrounds. So registration begins at 11 a.m., the dog walk itself from 11:30 till 12:30. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy that.